Where do you see things heading in general in terms of systemic therapy of breast cancer?
Well, the trend so far has been just add more things on. Chemotherapy, now chemotherapy plus hormonal therapy, now chemotherapy plus hormonal therapy plus trastuzumab, and then maybe plus bevacizumab. And those are incrementally improving outcomes, so that's a good thing. In fact, outcomes are so much better now that when we design our trials and conduct them, and we're waiting for the number of recurrences that we need to do the statistical analysis, we're finding that we're not getting these recurrences because things have improved. The problem with this, however, is that we're exposing a lot of patients to a lot of drugs, many of which may not need it. And when you lower the risk of recurrence by 20%, you have to ask yourself, is everybody's risk being lowered by 20%, or is it possible that maybe half the patient's risk are being lowered by 40% and the other half are getting no benefit at all? So the benefit is clearly not distributed equally, and we know from the Oncotype DX that the benefit of chemotherapy probably isn't distributed equally. It seems to be more in the higher recurrence scores. So I think the future really hinges not only on the development of newer targeted drugs, but really identifying which patients benefit from them. Also, I think that we are going to have to use them in combination. When you look at the molecular abnormalities and the subsequent protein abnormalities that you see in breast cancer, they're numerous. It's not just one genetic hit, it's many of them. And if you only interrupt one of those pathways, eventually the cell will become resistant and will bypass it. So we have to understand how to target multiple pathways with a cocktail of targeted drugs. But moreover, we have to assemble the right cocktail for the right person based on their profile. And we will probably do this either at the genomic or the gene expression or maybe at the protein level over time.
What are some of the clinical research strategies that are being used right now to try to achieve that?
Well, we are trying to more and more when we do adjuvant studies to gather the patient's tissue block ahead of time to at least do immunohistochemical studies or even get a frozen core biopsy where we can do really high-level detailed studies looking at all 23,000 genes simultaneously. So there's been vast improvements in high-throughput analysis looking at thousands of proteins and thousands of genes simultaneously and then using sophisticated computer algorithms to segregate out those that respond and those that don't. And the preliminary data from these types of studies show that you can derive a molecular signature or molecular profile that predicts reasonably well in a agent-specific manner who's going to respond and who isn't. The problem with these assays is they're very cumbersome, they're hard to do, they can only be done in a research setting. So we're going to obviously need to develop high-throughput labs that can do these reliably, again, similar to the Oncotype DX, which is now commercially approved. So I see that these assays are going to be CLIA-approved, little by little, and FDA approved and standardized to the point where we now do use them in clinic. And I think that's actually not too far away. This isn't 5 or 10 years in the future. I think it's more like 2 or 3 years in the future.